الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد ابن عبد الله المصطفى الأمين، وعلى آله وصحبه الغر الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Because it's a new surah, let's learn some things about Suratu Maryam. About Suratu Maryam. Beautiful things, many beautiful things I want to learn about the surah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضى. Where do we begin? Let's reverse the order. Let's do the mathematics first. If you have your pen or something, grab your pen and write. اسم السورة, the name of the surah is سورة مريم. سورة مريم, سورة مكية. سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس said, like the hadith that we used before, سورة بنو إسرائيل, سورة كهف, سورة مريم, سورة طه والأنبياء من العتاق الأول وهن من التلادي. They are one of the old surahs. The narration of Hijra, the first Hijra, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Why did I say Alhamdulillah? Because the first Hijra ever done in the era of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to Africa. So every time I talk about this story, I feel proud to be an African. The first set of people who do Nasra, who helped the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who supported him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his own people rejected him, were people from Africa. Walhamdulillah. When Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, the brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu wa karramallahu wajah, when he led the believers to Habasha in modern day Abyssinia, the surah that he read to Al-Najashi was Surah Maryam. It became so powerful that Al-Najashi cried so much so that his beards became very wet. And he said, what I'm listening to is divine. This is the like of what was revealed to Moses and the like of what was revealed to Isa ibn Maryam al-Masih. And there and then he decided to accept Islam. So this surah is very powerful. And nobody doubts the fact that the first hijrah happened in Mecca. So this is a strong point. Even though there are some of the Mufassirun who say that there are some part of the surah, some ayat that were revealed in Medina, but this opinion is not the very popular opinion. There's another narration, even though some of the exegetes of the Quran doubted that narration because the narrator was not known to be among the Muhajirun, the people who emigrated from Mecca to Medina. Or he was not known in that era. And I will relate the story. Al-Imam al-Tabarani radiallahu anhu said, there is a Sahaba called Abu Maryam. Abu Maryam al-Ghassani. This Abu Maryam said, Ataytu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him glad tidings. And I said, Wulidat liya laylatu jariya. That's the way the Arabs will announce the arrival of a new blessing or of a new child in their house. Wulidat, if it's a girl, we say what? That's some bit of Arabic. We say, Wulidat liya laylatu jariya. ولدت. If it's a boy, we say ولد لي. لي الليلة ولد. My wife gave me a baby girl last night. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, والليلة. And this night also, the same night that was happening, أنزلت علي سورة مريم. سورة مريم was revealed to me. That was what the narration said. Although some of the مفسرون doubted it. It said, فسميها مريم. Then name your child مريم. فكانت تسمى مريم. And because of that, she was given the name مريم. And this Sahaba became popular with Abu Maryam, wasmuhu Nadir, but his real name is Nadir. Why do I take time to tell some of the stories? Is that some of us here are parents and we want to share beautiful stories to our children, not fictional stories, not all those things that are not real, real stories of people who lived. And it isn't only that they lived, they were the best of people who ever lived. They were companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that's that on the side. Although, just like I said, and I think I've repeated that for the third time, some of the Mufassirun said this person is an Ansari. This companion is an Ansari. Is an Ansari is someone who believed in the Prophet, but he met the Prophet in Medina. So how do you corroborate? And this is the way we check some facts in Islam. How do you corroborate that? The most popular opinion is that this surah was revealed in Mecca. And this is someone saying the surah was just revealed. You know, like that. But that's no, we are not here to criticize or anything. We are only saying there are narrations like that. Some of the verses, I would quickly want to run through that. That some of the scholars disagreed upon whether they were Meccan or Medina, where the ayah 58, وَلَيْكَ الَّذِينَ عَلَمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ أَدَمَ وَمِمَّا حَمَلْنَا مِعَ نُوحٍ, to the end. The ayah 107, that's just that. And the ayah 60, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاءُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهْوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقُونَ غَيًّا. That's 59 to 60. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Some of the Mufassirun said that those ayat are Madanin surah or Madinan ayat. And the last one that they argued about was the ayah 71. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. So that a beautiful one. One of the companions, before I forget, gave this surah. It says, you know, and I think I said this earlier on, was that there are some surah that have multiple names. Although one of the great scholars of Islam, Al-Imam Suyuti, in his Itqan, did not mention this surah as one of those surahs that has two names. But one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so that is Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said the surah can also be called Surah Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Sad. You know, if you say Alif Lam Mim, there are many surah that start with Alif Lam Mim. If you say Surah Hamim, there are many surahs, like seven of them that started with Hamim. But this word Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Sad is specific to this surah. So you can, it's like unique. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, this surah can also be called Surah Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Sad ila akhiri ma hunalik. Let's go back to the beautiful things we are saying about the surah. The surah is Surah 19th in the Quran by arrangement, but by the order in which the surah were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as-suratu al-rabi'atu wal-arba'una fi al-tartib. Suratu al-rabi'atu wal-arba'un is the 44th surah to be revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that order. It was revealed after Suratu Fatir. It was revealed after Surah Fatir. And it was revealed before Surah Taha. And interestingly, in the order of the Quran, it is followed by Surah Taha. One unique thing about the surah was something that we mentioned in the passing, was that it's one of the surah that starts with what we call the muqatta'at. Al-muqatta'at. Those letters like ha-meem, like sod, like noon, like alif lam ra, like alif lam meem ra, like kaf ha ya ain sod. So it's one of those surah that starts with the huruful muqatta'at. We call them the huruful muqatta'at. The number of verses there, some of the ulama say it's 98, some of them said it's 99. Allah, it depends on the school that you follow. The number of words in this surah is 961. We have many words that are long, or the longest words there in this surah. The longest words will be wa'tazilukum wa'tazilukum a'tazilukum wa'tazilukum is one of the longest words. There are many of them. Wajtabaina, you see that these words are not as long as the one in the previous surah, but at least we want to know the longest words in this surah. Lanahshurannahum is another one. Washayateen is another one. Lanahdurannahum is another one. Al-Fariqayn is another one. Fasaya'lamuna is another one. Bi'ibadatihim is another one. Al-Mujrimina is another one. Meaning that if you look at Arabic language, these words are not too long. What does it show us? It shows us that most of the words in this surah were short. Like hayyan, kuntu, qawlu. Most of them are like 3, 4, 5 letter words like that. So that renders the longest words to still be short when we compare to the longest words in other surah of the Quran. The number of huruf, alphabets in this surah is 3,865 by counting. What is the most repeated letter? You can guess. And it's the mad. Almost all the ayah in this surah of one ends with the mad. إلى آخر ما هنالك. There are no verses that were repeated. No, فأتبع سبب ثم أتبع سبب ثم أتبع سبب, like we had in Surah Al-Kahf. No, آيات were revealed. No آيات were repeated. إلى آخر ما هنالك. Let me quickly jump into what are the main themes of this surah, and this is a part I think you would enjoy more. It's like a rundown of the surah or the summary, so please pay attention to this part of the thing. Allah started by revealing the blessing of Allah. It started by showing the blessing of Allah. And if we look at the connection between these and the previous surah, which was Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf started by saying Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah. Who revealed the Quran to the Prophet? When you praise someone, it's because of something they are worthy of doing or something that they actually did. So it's Allah, it's as if Allah, and at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, what did Allah say? Allah said, لَوْ كَانَتِ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. If all the waters of the oceans were converted into ink to write the blessings of Allah, the ayat of Allah, then you would exhaust all the ink in the world, and meaning all the waters in the world, and you would not be able to enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if Allah is now saying, okay, now listen to one of those blessings that you cannot reproduce. You cannot make something like this. He said, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّ. Let me mention to you, let me recount to you, let me give you the exposition of that one of those rahmah that we did for our slave Zakariya. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. So the end of that exposition, bismillah. So the first thing that Allah did, or one of the important things, is Allah spoke to those people who know the story. So is Allah was talking. Who knew Zakariya? The Arabs didn't know Zakariya, right? Who knew Zakariya? It was the Jews and the Christians. So it's like the surah was directed to them, the Ahlul Kitab. And later in the surah, it started talking about the polytheists, those people who take partners with Allah. Allah, but what's the connection between the two? The Christians ascribe partners to Allah by saying Allah has a child. And you know, that's the same way Allah started Suratul Kahf. I'm trying to give you the correlation between this surah, so that to see the beauty of the Quran. Surah Al-Kahf started with وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِي ayah 4:3 وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. This is a warning for those people who claim that Allah has a child. And where we stopped is saying, it's talking about Nabiullah Isa, who was supposed, or who was supposed to be, as they claim, the child of Allah. So you can see the connection between Surah Al-Kahf and Surah Maryam. So what did they do? Did they ascribe a child to Allah? I was saying, what's the connection between the Jews and the Christians, and who? And the polytheists. The polytheists also ascribe daughters to Allah. And you will see it at the end of the surah. They say the malaika, the angels, are daughters of Allah. And Allah says it in another surah, تِلْكَ إِذَنْ قِسْمَةٌ دِيزَ. That's an unfair portion. The share you are giving me is not fair, because you people don't like girl child. You prefer male child. Why are you ascribing daughters to me? Why don't you take daughters? Allah knows they don't like daughters. They don't like girl child. So are you giving me a girl child or girl children? And you are not ascribing to yourselves. So that's a connection between Allah talking about the unbelievers among the Jews and the Christians, and the unbelievers among the polities of Mecca. So they have something, they have a crime in connection. And also, where they differ was that another point where they are alike is the ancestors of the Jews and Christians were righteous people. The prophet Zakaria, Maryam, Sayyidina Imran, another prophet of God. But what happened to their offsprings? They derailed. They started ascribing children to Allah. The same thing with the policies of Mecca. They were grandchildren of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They derailed and started involving themselves in indecencies, killing their children and everything that they did, taking idols as partners with Allah. And the greatest thing that they did was the polities, they denied that when we die, we're going to be raised up. They denied the day of Qiyam, which is a cardinal point in our belief systems as Muslims. Also, Allah established the genuinity of the Quran. We'll get there. We didn't reach the ayah today. Saying that the Quran was revealed to the Prophet in Arabic and warned those people who are belying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah also revealed a miracle. There are different miracles. Miracle of Zakariya not having a child. And we said we are starting our day with the Quran. This is a word of hope for those of you who have been asking Allah something. And you think, oh, with all this situation, Allah cannot do it. Allah is saying, no. I want to tell you about the rahmah, the mercy that I showered upon Zakariya. He says, Even Zakaria would not say that the prophet of Allah doubted Allah. They would never doubt Allah. But that was too big. He said, how would I have a child? وَمْرَعَتِ عَاقِرًا My wife is past menopause. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّ Even me, all my head is filled with gray hair. How would this happen? How would it happen is not challenging the authority of Allah. It's just amazed. And Allah made a miracle. The miracle was not just that he gave. He told him, you are going to have a boy child. Assume it wasn't a time that you had ultrasound. You know, Allah gave him detail. He was going to be a boy. And Allah also gave him a sign. How do you know when that time is near? Sayyidina Zakaria was not able to talk. When he wanted to talk to people, no voice will come out from his mouth. That's why he says, فَأَوْحَى You only give ishara, he will give a sign that you people just keep praising Allah, the time is near, by his giving signs with his hands. Allah also gave him the name of that child. And he says, لَمْ نَجْعَلُ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّ Nobody in the world has bared that name before. It's a name that is unique to him. Look at that kind of miracle. If you name, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then the miracle of Sayyidatuna Maryam, which nobody in the world has ever been able to reproduce. The miracle was so great that some people became unbelievers because of the miracle of the miracle, even though that they had weakness in their mind. Allah did not stop there. After the story of that, and he told also the miracle of how Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke at Kradu. This story is not even in the Bible. The Bible doesn't have it. Then after that, Allah did not stop there. He gave the account, although briefly, of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ishaq, Ya'qub, Musa, Ismail, Idris, alayhi salam, and what? And told, like you're talking to a child who doesn't want to listen. Your great-grandfather was like this. Your father was like this. Your this was like that. Why are you deviating from their path? This is another way to teach us as parents to... How do you talk to your child when they're trying to be wayward? Tell them the history of their forefathers. Tell them their heritage. Tell them, share your family values. Right? This is what we need to do. This is how to call you back. Sorry, for those of you who are Yoruba, there's a proverb that we say, or they were told when we were growing, they were saying, "Rati ome nito nshi." Whenever our parents tell us, remember the child of whom you are, something will reset in your mind. So this is the way to train your children. Then Allah began by encouraging us and saying, if you follow this path, he started describing Jannah. Allah started describing Jannah, the beauty of Jannah. If you follow the right path, what a reward. And this is another way of treating or teaching our kids. Entice them with reward. Motivate them. Incentivize your speech. Okay, if you do this, I will make sure I give you this opportunity. I'll help you on this. I'll do this and that. That's a great way. After that, Allah bounced upon the polytheist who deny al-ba'ath, that they're going to be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. Allah challenged them. And specifically, there were two of them who argued with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were Ubay ibn Khalaf. La'natullahi alayhi. And Asi ibn Wa'id. Ubay ibn Khalaf, because of those of you who are writing, his name was Ubay ibn Khalaf and Asi ibn Wahid. Because it wasn't only because they denied, all other unbelievers in Mecca denies the fact that we're going to be raised, but they were like hard on it, and because they were rich and affluent, they were using their wealth and their position to work against the believers and challenging them economically, challenging their intellect. They were also smart people. So Allah bounced upon them and reacted to what they said. Allah also talked about thereafter the Nasr, the victory that he was going to grant the prophet. Today the prophet may look like he's weak, he doesn't have strong followers and like that, but Allah gave the promise. The same way all of us are looking up to Allah for many things in our lives, Allah is promising you that, no, he will answer your prayers. Things are going to be there. They're going to get better for you. Everything is going to be all right. Why am I saying this? Some of us, when we listen to music, Western music that do not favor us, so we're getting inspiration. Why are you not getting your inspiration from the Quran? Who told you that the Quran is not motivational? Who told you that the Quran is not inspirational? Who told you that you cannot get all the energy that you need to start your day with the Quran? So these are things that we want to look up to. This is not a tafsir session. It's just trying to encourage you to look into the tafsir of this surah, especially as we are at the tail end of Ramadan. I don't want you to relax about your Quran. Even if you want to slow down about your tilawa, then take some time to do some tafsir. If Allah wills, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be having some tafsir session on UKN, that's Ustaz Kishki Network, inshallah, which is like a private network that I have where I want to share some of my maybe reflections and things that are personal to me. We are planning, inshallah, if Allah makes it easy, to have a tafsir, which is like explanation of the Quran is so vast, but at least we'll give some benefits of the Quran. Another thing that is beautiful, Allah gave, those of you who like Surah Allah, Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah gave a description about Is Rahman in 16 places in this surah. And he mentioned Rahma, mercy itself. Rahman, about something that has to do with Rahman as an attribute in 16 places. But the word Rahma, mercy itself, in 4 places. If you add 16 to 4, that gives you 20 places talking about the mercy of Allah. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no matter where you are, no matter what challenges you are going through at the moment, the mercy of Allah is going to catch up with you. I like to use the word catch up with you. It's going to overtake you. It's going to envelop you. It's going to surround you. And at the end, he said, "Wa in qila lahum," when it is said to them, "Usjudu lirrahman," bow down to Ar-Rahman. "Qalu wa marrahman." They ask, who is that Rahman? The same way you tell someone, maybe someone lost his child and lost his job and he lost his house, and you're saying, be grateful to Allah. Say, what Allah are you talking to me about? Like, what kind of it is? Look at the way I'm suffering. Allah says, don't look at it that way. The mercy of Allah is still with you. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I would like us to stop here. We can't exhaust the introduction to this surah. Tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, is going to be the day of Eid. So we are going to have a break. And if you join the network, we're going to get update on when we're going to resume these classes again. Maybe till weekend, maybe 3 days. I'm not sure at the moment, but follow us and be with us. If you like these sessions, please share with your beloved ones. Let's get inspiration from the Quran. We're a generation of the Quran. هذا وصل اللهم وبارك على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.